Emergency medicine specialists are urging the government to work with them to address this worsening problem facing hospitals. A centrepiece of yesterday's budget was more than $11 billion to replace district health boards with a centralised health service. Dr. Kate Allen of the College for Emergency Medicine says the focus on health is good, but more must be done to address the struggling hospital workforce. And Dr. Allen is with us now. Morena.
Morena, Susie, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. But how are you and your takeaway from the budget? Is there too much of this huge dollop of money going to bureaucracy and backroom administration?
Listen, it's obviously a huge investment and better and affordable access to the primary dental and community care will absolutely take some of the pressure off our acute demand, and the investment in St John's is also fantastic, our ambulance services. But there's a lack of investment of significant importance that can contribute to the emergency department overcrowding, for example, our access block and our healthcare workforce crisis.
And so what does that mean in pure terms? I mean, for example, where you work, how short are you of doctors, of nurses, of other healthcare workers that you need?
It's across the whole system. And so those shortages are felt everywhere. And it's not about training. We actually train doctors and nurses really, really well, but we need to retain them in New Zealand. It's not about the salaries, it's about safe staffing, decent facilities, and addressing the increase in burnout and our work stress. And that means there needs to be investment to ensure our emergency departments and our hospital systems are well equipped and appropriately staffed and supported.
And if that's not the case now, what were you hoping to see in the budget to address it?
Investment in those areas. So we need processes in place to allow us to efficiently deliver care, and so that money needs to come in to allow our hospitals to be efficient, and that means investment in the workforce and supporting that workforce to stay. And look, there's investment in the building structures and in the infrastructure, and there's no doubt that our workforce are reporting that that infrastructure is outdated and at times dangerous, and that the money allocated for the capital investments is needed. However, there needs to be a concurrent focus on workforce as well, so that we've got those appropriately trained and then retained medical and nursing professionals, so they can staff any updated or existing hospital systems.
I guess you could always, in health, you could always do with more money, but how critical is this problem? I mean, we've been hearing for some years there's an issue around staffing, there's retention has been a problem for some time. How would you describe the situation that you're in now?
We are in an acute healthcare crisis, and our access block and our inability is the biggest and most dangerous issue inherent in the New Zealand healthcare system from an emergency medicine perspective. So that's what we are asking, for that to be addressed, and we don't want to see this problem worsen. We know we've got a huge winter ahead of us. We've got patients coming through our doors, and they need to be cared for.
Appreciate your time this morning. That's Dr. Kate Allen of the College for Emergency Medicine.